Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is going to be a very difficult discussion for many of us, especially because when we think of our churches, we think of them as spaces that house and home the people that we love. It's where we make memories. It's where we meet some of our lifelong friends, right? It's where we form some of our most sacred bonds with other human beings. And as a result, it becomes very difficult to look at those spaces with a critical eye. Like, if you think of the church that you go to, think of the members of that church. I mean, it's the place where you know whose grandmother is whose, right? You know that this is this person's grandmother, this is this person's mother, and this is this person's sibling. And to some extent, they feel like your family to a large extent, because that's what we are in a church community. So it becomes very hard to ask this question: has my church become a performance? Are the church services performative? It's a very critical question to ask. And it's a question that is very difficult to ask about your church, because now you have to change the eye or the lens that you used to look at your church with and start to look at your church family with a different lens. So let's ask ourselves that question. How do you know whether your church has become a performance, whether your church services have become performative and not necessarily seeking after God, especially as a young person? Because these are decisions that young people have to make, especially when you're done with high school and now you're switching and going to university, or you might be transitioning from university to work. And that means you have to start asking yourself some very, very difficult questions. Which church am I going to, right? And that means you have to have a bit of a critical lens. Like, am I stepping into a church that is very performative? Am I exposing myself to a church that is very performative? How do I and how can I have a bit of a critical lens? So let's look at the components of church first, right? So in a church, you have the people who come to that church, the people who are just everyday churchmates. You have the kids, you have the parents, you have the singles, you have the grandparents, and you have people who just become legacy at that church. Like, they're just part of the furniture. They've always been there, right? And then you also have the building itself. And then you have the people that operate in the different offices. So you have those in admin, you have the pastoral committee, and then you have those who, I mean, you might be thinking to yourself, given my church is not that complicated, but trust me, you might find that your pastor is playing multiple roles, right? You have the treasurer, the people who handle the finances. You have the committee that plans events. You have the committee that is responsible for the building and making sure that the building is well taken care of. Landscaping, you know, if your church has that. But churches are made up of many different components. Even if you have a small church, you must understand that that means that some people are playing multiple roles at the same time. They're stretching themselves thin. So it's very important for us to understand that the church, a single church, is made up of different components, right? And that build up the whole. It's much like a car. A car is not just wheels and metal. It's the engine, it's the oil, it's the water. And that's what a church is, right? A church structure is. So when you look at a church and you try to figure out if your church has become performative, you have to consider a few things. Like, what are the services focused on, right? Performance-oriented churches tend to focus more on money than they do on your well-being. They focus a lot on the optics, right? The service itself. It focuses more on how you dress, focuses more on how you carry yourself and how you commit to the church itself. Remember that I'm not talking about churches that are faith-based. You know, I don't even want to use that word, because I'm going to use it in the wrong context. But I'm talking about churches that are becoming a performance. And I also need to make the statement or disclaimer that if a church has become performative, it doesn't mean that it cannot come back to its roots, right? So the few things that you need to look at is the focus of the service. Is the focus becoming more materialistic? And even if it's not, is the service being more focused on how good the preaching was? Like, I'm going to the church where I know I'm going to be entertained. Are you starting to see your church as a form of entertainment, right? A place where you go and you sit down and you're starting to realize that, hey, I think I'm actually coming here to be entertained more than I'm coming here to be transformed and to be challenged, right? On how to become a better version of myself, and not even a better version of who you are, but on how to become the full image of who Christ is. Are you being challenged each day to be nice to your coworker? Are you being challenged to give? Are you being challenged to be obedient to your leadership, right? In a respectable manner, when you disagree, to disagree in a respectable manner. Are you being challenged to give, not just to the church, but also out there in the world? Are you being challenged to be a general giver? Are you being challenged to look at yourself and challenge yourself and ask yourself, am I relationship material? You know, those are the difficult questions we should be pondering when we're going to church. But obviously not every Sunday. That's not what I'm trying to say. But are those issues being tackled? Issues of maturity. Issues that do have to do with Christian maturity as it is in the Bible. Is your church Bible focused? That's a very big one. Do you go to one of those churches that encourage you to read the Bible on your own so that you can come prepared at church and understand what we're talking about like they would at school? You know how at school you really have, they ask us so much to prepare, but none of us ever do, to be quite honest, right? But that's how church should be, right? Where we all encourage each other to read the word, we encourage each other to be Bible-centric. And I use that word, I don't mean for it to come off in the wrong way, but I mean it to simply say that our conversations within the church and our services are centered around the Bible, right? And then also looking at the worship team as well. I mean, there are many, many churches where the worship team is entertainment, and there's nothing wrong with that. I really do need to mention this. If you have a funny pastor, there's nothing wrong with that. If you have a pastor who cracks jokes, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you go to church and you just enjoy the feel-good praise and worship that you get there and you dance around, there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem arises when, for throughout the year, when you look back at all your Sunday services, all you remember is entertainment. That there's something wrong there. You don't remember I mean, to be quite honest, I also need to mention this, that your praise and worship, it's not their responsibility to connect you to God. It's not their responsibility that every single Sunday you must feel like your sins are being washed anew or whatever the case may be. They are there to facilitate that process, right? They're not there to give you that process. They're not feeding you God in a manner of speaking. But it is important for you to ask yourself, like, our praise and worship, are they really focused on God? Are they focused on, I mean, do they, when I look at them, the way that they dress, are they coming here to actually usher us? Do they understand that they're here to usher us into a place and in an environment of service, an environment of worship, an environment of looking towards God? Those are very important things for you to look out for, right? The music within the church, like, what is it, worship based? Is it praise based? Is it pointing towards Christ and lifting the rest of the body? Or has it quite literally just become entertainment, right? And obviously we've touched on the preaching and the message. What are the messages about? And then you also just need to look at the atmosphere and the culture of the church. I've been to some churches where the culture seems to be predominantly, and I use that word intentionally, it's predominantly focused on making money, being wealthy, and driving new cars. Even the sermons are based on, we need to stop eating cheap bologna. We need to start eating expensive bologna. Throughout the year, that is consistently the message. Those are things. And remember that this bad behavior or the performance-based behavior does need to happen over a long period of time. It can't happen in one service and then you're turned off, right? You are the only one who understands your church. You are the only one who can go into the church and be prepared and really scrutinize and look at it with a critical eye, because you go to that church, right? All right, then another thing that we need to look into is a simple litmus test. And what do I mean by that? Who receives the glory? Is it the pastor? Is it the building? Is it the government? Or is it God? Is it Christ? Right? Is it the talent of the people who are singing? Who receives the praise? And I don't mean it in a tacky way where someone will ask you, how are you doing? And you're always like, oh, God is good. My life is always great as long as there is God. And you say that every Sunday. It's okay to be real with people and tell them that I'm actually having a bit of a hard time, but I'm hopeful that God is with me throughout all of this. Another question you can ask yourself is, was I a participant or a spectator? Very important question. Was I a participant or was I a spectator? Right? And then another question is, was the production in service of the message or was the message in service of the production? Oh my goodness, that hits hard. Right? Was the production, meaning everything, the theatrics, everything we were doing, was the production in service of the message or was the message in service of the production? Was the message there to enhance the production? Then the last question is, did I feel led to admire the leader or to adore God? This does not mean that you will not admire your leader, but it is important to listen to the message and ask yourself, was it there to push you towards admiring the leaders of the church or was it pushing you to admire God?
Our topic for discussion this evening is how should one determine whether the church that you're attending or a church that friends of yours are attending is becoming a performance? This is such a pertinent question, and it's one that should be asked constantly, I firmly believe. And I believe it because I feel that the enemy can distract a lot from church by just making it busy and filled with programs and removing the sincerity of it by not allowing wholesome words to be spoken but performance-based words to be spoken. The way that I feel that church should not be a performance is you should vouch for your emotions after every church service. What do I mean by that? When you go to church and the worship is amazing and the light is flashing and all that, you can feel very excited. You can be swept up in a moment, which is cool. That can be a very cool thing. But I must be honest with you, the exact same happens to me when I go to a rock concert or when my favorite song, which might not even be a Christian song, plays over radio. I get that same level of emotion. So how would that, and that actual, in actual fact, is a performance. That is not worship, right? So how would you determine, or should you address your emotions then? And I think the main thing is that you should always discern, what is your emotions like? Are you feeling closer to the biblical Jesus and the biblical God and His love and grace and mercy for you after that service? After that, especially if it's a worship service or a church gathering, one of the main things that I always use to determine, and you should be very careful in these things because I don't want you to be led astray or I don't want you to feel that you're not attending a healthy church based on the stuff that I mentioned and I've got no idea which church you're attending to. But one of the stuff that I always use to measure whether we are performing and whether we are worshiping is how much of the song pertains to God and how much to the song pertains to yourself. Are you actually worshiping God or are you constantly asking God to do things for you? I don't even want to mention songs now that I feel that's very popular commercial songs that might be that I don't totally agree with, and I don't want you to be conflicted by them. But let's take 10,000 Reasons, for instance, by Matt Redman, because that's the guy that was brought in by Radio Pulpit now. 10,000 Reasons to Bless the Lord is about blessing the Lord and worshiping His name. So blessing the Lord means making His name great, making His actions great, making everything great, right? So that's a song that's about making God great, and you will sing His praises forever. But other songs might be like, we want the spirit, the water of the spirit to flow into our lives. That in actual fact is not worshiping God. That is asking benefits or benevolence of God. That is asking God to do things in your life. That to me is sort of sometimes a thing I see as a performance. We're not worshiping His name. We are going to Him like with a grocery list and asking Him to do things in our lives. That's the one thing. So the first thing that I mentioned this is, how does your emotions feel like? Are you closer to God through this? The second thing is, what do you sing about God? Do you sing about His praises? Do you praise His name? Or is it about asking God for things in church? Will your life be better after the service? Or better in the sense that you might be more stable, financially, healthy, whatever? Or do you want to be closer to God? That's the second check, right? And the third check that I want you to check whether church is actually a performance or whether it's a worship service is the following. Does it challenge you? Does it challenge you not to become, does it challenge you to become extremely successful in everything you do? Not successful in the sense of you want wealth and more friends, but successful in your doing stuff in excellence. Is God's name being honored through whatever you do? Is your minister, your pastor, your reverend, whatever, challenging you to do everything with excellence so that God's name will be praised? Not only that, is your pastor, preacher, reverend, minister, whatever, challenging you constantly to change the way you think about the world and yourself and to focus more on Jesus? If you are not intellectually challenged by the words, you might need to find a church in which will challenge you intellectually. And the reason for that is that we, as the modern church, has grown so accustomed to only cater for emotions that we've long left the mental state of believers to long for more. We don't give understanding of that which we teach. And it's interesting that when you read the Bible and you read Christians which became Christians that had afflictions, Christians that were martyred, you can very easily see that they were well taught in their convictions of Jesus Christ. And that led them to be. To be totally honest with you, that probably is the biggest check that I will do, is to see, is your pastor, is your church challenging you, not helping you, challenging you in everything?
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.